Uncle Cracker on Easy Rock. It is 7-11, 8-11 in the Creston Valley. Well, one of my favorite TV shows, I've talked about it many times before, Daily Planet. And we got Xia Tong on the phone with us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, good morning. Great to be with you guys.
A pleasure to have you here. Listen, I got to say, I was watching yesterday, and you had something so gross on there, and I was just about to eat dinner.
Oh, what did you have on?
I saw that the painter guy shooting paint through his tear ducts.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? He was quite artful. No. I guess he'd had a little bit of he basically learned how to squirt paint through his tear ducts, and he's been creating some artwork with it. It was a little gross, but also quite beautiful in its own way.
What would make you decide to do that? That'd be my question.
That is why it's on the segment called Weird Planet. That is the inexplicable stuff that ends up in that part of our show.
See, you seemed all excited about the whole thing, but Dan was like, no, this is disgusting. This is
right.
And I was
totally.
Like, oh, yeah. And it was funny because I was just about to eat, and he goes, if you're about to eat, it was really weird.
You put your food down, huh?
So you guys had a little bit of fun coming up with some high-tech gadgets, and there's a high-tech toy week going on this week.
That is right. I mean, we get to have so much fun. This is really our favorite time of the year. It's like a high-tech sort of Santa's workshop, and we've got all these different things that we're playing with in the studio. Usually we have to keep some of them away from Dan because he usually breaks half of them and we have to return them. So we've got just so many interesting things, like we have a laser-guided pizza cutter this year that actually just uses lasers, and this is more of just like a fun gift for the geeks in the house or what have you. But we also have a laser guided beard trimmer that I'm quite excited about as well. So basically, you can do some precision shaving with this thing. And another really, really great toy that we were just playing with a couple minutes ago is we ordered these remote-controlled mops and trash cans in from Japan. So basically, it's exactly like an RC car, except you can clean with it. So your mop, it's kind of like a remote-controlled Swiffer and a remote-controlled trash can. So you don't have to go to your trash can. Your trash can comes to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I want it.
We'll take three.
Yeah, no doubt.
Only $29 as well, so actually quite affordable.
Wow. Mm.
You think the kids would want that for Christmas, or is it just mummy?
I think the kids would take it for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
I think mummy should buy one for Dad.
And we have to mention the gas, the how would you say it? Fart-proof underwear.
There's no other name.
Yes, of course, the fart-proof underwear. Now, this is done by a company called Shreddies, and basically it's the same material that's used in emergency masks. So the idea here is, you know, that it does have this real odor-fighting carbon material, and it actually absorbs odors 200 times more than regular fabric. And if you have that friend who is perhaps a little bit gassy or you're having a chilly night, then you may want to invest in some fart-proof underwear.
Oh, my. As long as you don't take them off at the end of the day and, like, kill everyone.
I don't want to go near some of that.
Toxic.
I do have to say, you guys are doing a fantastic job since you've taken over Daily Planet.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, and we look forward to it.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it.
Kate, okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. Xia Tong on the show with us from Daily Planet, and, of course, they're going to be doing the high-tech shows this week.
It's the music you want to hear and the advice you need. All